Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, January the 15th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time with it explaining. The Illuminati against the confines, the Word of God, the Word of Yahuwah and His Son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I've got a very important topic for you. I want to talk about why you can't change. No matter what you do, no matter where you go, there you go. You are always with you. Now, it's very important that we set the premise for today's discussion because we need to understand that there are two yous. So there are two yous. There's the fake you, then there's the real you. There is the ego, and then there is the actual authentic self. There's a part of you that is not real. That part of you is the part that you project to other people that you think people want to see. And so we all have to tap into our true self. That's the purpose of the life management system, is to assist you with making that leap. I've simplified things to try to make it a little bit more easier to understand, and separating the core library reference material from the actual step-by-step process. And so I've simplified the life management system to help people understand why you can't change yourself. The reason you can't change yourself is you think the way that you think. And many of us are suffering from destination addiction. That's the result of the biggest lie that has been ever perpetrated on mankind, and that is self-improvement. There is no such thing. Number one, there is no self. And number two, if there was a self, you damn sure can't improve it. How do you improve something that doesn't exist? So reality is not real. Now, when you say stuff like that, that's just a bunch of metaphysical BS. So what do I mean when I say reality is not real? What I'm simply saying to you, brothers and sisters, is your thoughts create an expression of the image that allows us to engage in this thing that we call life. Your core imprint, you can't change it. Now, that doesn't mean you can't change your body weight. You can't change your hair color. You can't change where you live. You can't change what kind of car you drive. There's a lot of things that you can change. But one of the things that you cannot change is your spirit. Now, the spirit is the same today, yesterday, and forever. It's always the same. It is a single standing column of waveform energy. It is buried underneath seven layers of BS. That's why most people, remember, I always say, and modern psychology says the same thing, you have to ask yourself why, or you have to ask someone why seven times to get to the core issue. Let me say that again. You have to ask yourself, or you have to ask other people, in order to understand why we behave the way that we do. Why do we act the way that we act? Why do you behave? Why do you process information the way that you do? Now, biology alone isn't enough to explain for us to understand the roots of our true empathetic or our true sympathetic, or our true altruistic self. So since most people don't have the didactic experience to didactically break down step by step by step their core imprint to get to the original self, because it does require time. It requires stamina. It requires stick-to-itiveness. And many of us get distracted. And so we never, ever, ever, ever be authentic. The hardest thing on earth to do is to be you. It is very difficult. So what we are doing is we are in an ever-shifting chase to find our true self. Your true self is longing to return back to your higher self. But we are pulled back by our childhood. We are pulled back by adolescence. We are pulled back by the influence of our genes. We are pulled back by heredity. We are pulled back by our culture. We are pulled back by our environment. We are pulled back by our diet. We are pulled back by the reverends, doctors, and bishops. We are pulled back by alcohol. We are pulled back by drugs. These are all coping mechanisms that allow us to cope with living without the self, the true self. So you can't change your spiritual self, but you can change your fake self. So everybody, or most people that are listening to the sound of my voice, we are engaged in this roller coaster of a shell game of what I call ego strategy. Now, I've talked about this on many shows before, because as I examined myself, and I was a part of the self-help movement, as you guys know, and then I was part of, again, the faith movement. Both movements are designed to teach you how to cope with the hole in your heart, because you ain't real. And so the life management system was designed to address that issue. When I worked at a supermax prison, everybody that got out came back to prison. And I wanted to understand why. Modern psychology could not explain why a man could spend 20 years in a prison cell in a box, in a cage, treated like an animal, get out, experience total freedom and desire, and go out and commit a crime on purpose to go back to hell, back to prison, back to a cell. I don't really know if you understand. You have to go visit a prison to see what I'm talking about. You mean to tell me right now you are living in hell, you have the option to get out of hell, and the life management system helps you get out, but you go right back. Everybody, myself included, are doing behavior that is self-destructive. Why did you do things that destroy you? Why can't you change yourself? Why can't you change your behavior? Why can't you change the way that you think? Why can't you identify and remove the emotional pathogens and the emotional parasites that is sapping your spiritual power and choking and killing your true self? Why are we attached to negativity and choose persistently to engage in the ego's expression and your ego's pattern to control your energy and to stifle your ability to be your true authentic self? Well, we are programmed to feed the flesh and starve the spirit, because the flesh wars against the spirit. So the archons created a arc, which means original, type, which means pattern, archetype. So the archons are archetypes. They are the creators of your flesh. Your flesh is designed to make sure that you never, ever, ever come in contact with your true spirit. That is the purpose. So every day I talk to people, and it's amazing. I can look at a listing right now. I have a list of all the people that's inside of the life management system. And when I look at the names, if I put my name on there first, my negative habit pattern is, number one, I hate, how can I put this delicately? Let's just say instruction. So as a perfectionist, you think you're right. So when I look at my name, which is on the list of all of the other names, on the life management system, I see the thing that is prohibiting me from being in contact with my true authentic self, which is not teachable, meaning I don't trust nobody, meaning somebody say something to me, I got to go research it and look it up for myself. Now, that's cool. That's great. But that whole time I spent instead of just taking somebody's word at it, I've wasted that time. I can't get that time back. So I've had people come into my life and tell me some great things, and I didn't believe them. And I researched it for myself. Now, as a teacher, that's great. But see how the enemy takes my strength and uses it against me? What is my strength? I am a didactic teacher. I research stuff, and I find out the etymology of it. I'll trace it back to its source. What's my flaw? What's my negative habit pattern? I don't take stuff at face value. I research stuff. I am not going to say, if you walk up to me and tell me, Brother Will, the sky is blue, I'm going to say, thank you very much, brother. I'm going to go get on my computer, give me some books, go outside, look at the sky. I'm going to research for myself to see if the sky is blue. That's my negative habit pattern. So why do I think like that? And number one, why can't I change the fact that I don't believe nobody? Why can't I change that and just start believing everybody? Because that's in my DNA. That's my core. That's my true self. So everybody, not everybody, but most people that's part of the life management system, they're trying to change something that's not going to change. So what are you supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Am I just supposed to live my life forever researching stuff? Ding, ding, ding. And I'm going to get paid to do it. So I'm going to take my flaw. I don't believe nobody. I don't trust nobody. I'm unteachable. When I was in school, I was a kid. I can go back to 3, 4, 5 years old. My brothers and sisters crying, Willie, please, man, don't chalk rocks at Big Mama's chickens. What do I do? Man, bop Big Mama. I go out there, chunk rocks at their chickens. They tell me, don't throw rocks at the neighbor's house. What I do? Pick up rocks, throw neighbors at the neighbor, broke the neighbor's window. Got beat to an inch of my life. What do they tell me to do? Big Mama used to always tell me, don't. Everything that somebody told me to do, I didn't do. I didn't like authority. I was born that way. I didn't read about it in the book. So if I listen to a modern-day Reverend Dr. Bishop, myself included, when I became a part of the self-help movement, they said, that's a flaw, brother. And it is. So you got to transmute that flaw, brother. So I tried for 30 years. And guess what? I'm still unteachable. Head still hard as a brick. I still don't believe nothing nobody say. And I still research everything that people give me. Now I get paid to do that. So now I make my flaw my BITCH. That's the purpose of the life management system. I ain't trying to get y'all to change nothing. I'm trying to get you to see your worth and your value where you are right now. The things you try to leave to me, everybody got destination addiction, myself included. We all are trying to be like somebody else. Bump that, man. Do you, boo-boo. Stop trying to change. Stop hating yourself. I love the fact that my head is hard. I love the fact that I research stuff. I love me some me. I look in the mirror right now, and I love me some me. Y'all don't understand. Because for years I hated myself because everybody told me, dude, you should be teachable. If a cop pulled me over, the first thing I say is, why the hell you pulled me over, homie? I don't like authority, dog. That's why I went into authority, because I didn't like it. I had to figure out why they think the way that they think. You can't change yourself. So your job, my job, is to get you to be yourself. Now, the ego's job is to do this. The ego, you will find out. If you really sit down and analyze your life, this is what you're doing. Not you personally, but other people you know. Now, let me make sure y'all understand the depth of the statement. Because, see, I've tried just a little bit longer than most folks, because most people that I know that's part of my system, life management system, are younger than me. For the first time, I have some, like, really, really young cats, you know, like 21. I wouldn't even talk to you, especially no dude. No kids. Man, if you 20, 21 years old, men, we just don't get it. But now, I mean, hey, they want to try. Who am I to deny them access to try? So, you know what? I let the youngsters into the program. And as I look through these names that's part of the life management system, the negative habit pattern just pops out. I had a client, first day, I've not mentioned this before, just joined, made the initial payment. First day, bam, negative habit pattern came up. Immediately, we didn't even start the program. The program is designed to do that, in case y'all don't know. My program is designed to piss you off. If you're in my program, I mean, I know Brother Roman and Brother Dana, some of the older people in the program. I remember Sister Ashley way back in the day. I mean, when they left, everybody just quit. And F you, Brother Will, you whack, homie. That's kind of the design of the program. The program is designed, brothers and sisters, to bring up the negative habit pattern so that way the demon comes out in clear sight so everybody can see him, her, it, they. Some people got legion, as in many, especially me. I have plethora. That's why I've been doing this for a long time. So when the demon shows up and I point him out, y'all say, that's not him. And then I just say, okay. And then guess what? Next week, same thing happens. The week after that, same thing happens. Week after that, same thing happens. Week after that. Now, it's really unfortunate because people pay me. The entity shows himself, herself, and then they get mad at me, and then they quit, and they say the program didn't work. Now, the program worked. I mean, maybe you didn't understand, again, why the program is in place. The life management system is designed to show you. And when it shows you, you continue to be you. Because I'm not trying to change you. I want you to see you, and I want you to monetize you. I want you to get paid for being you. Now, I don't know about you. This is the greatest thing since sliced bread for me. I mean, think about it. You got something that's bad. And everybody tell you, man, this is bad. And you can't get rid of it. It's a bad habit. This bad habit has been following you around since birth. And everybody tells you, you should be ashamed of it. That's what they told me. My grandmother told me. My coaches told me. My coaches, especially in sports, they always told me, you try too hard. I never really couldn't wrap my brain around it because they always tell you, give maximum effort. So when I got on the field, I tried. But now I understand what they mean. See, when you try too hard, what happens is you get outside your game and you make mistakes. And then, like me, I'm a perfectionist, so I don't forgive myself. So I would miss a tackle, and all of the other coaches scouted me, and they knew that the next three or four plays, I'm going to be pouting because I missed the tackle on play number one. So they would come back to me the next play, and my head wasn't in the game because I was still pissed off from the first play because I'm a perfectionist. So then they would run another play, and I would miss the tackle again. So now I'm pissed off twice. So it's going to take twice as long. And so every coach knew how to play so that way they could get me out of my game because I just played angry. And as Bruce Lee and everybody else knows who are good fighters, you never fight angry because it creates tunnel vision. You lose, again, everything you've been taught go out the window. You lose your technique. So what the devil been doing to me in my whole life, if y'all remember, I said I was an angry little dude. All my life I've been very angry. Why y'all think I don't do angry right now? I don't do fear. I don't do anger. I just don't. I just refuse. You can punch me in the mouth. I'm just going to, take my stuff and go home. But I'm not going to get angry. I've already decided I'm not going to get angry. So no matter where I go, and then if it's somewhere where I know I can't control myself, I don't go. I don't go to sports events with a lot of people with a lot of alcohol. Why? Because I know somebody's going to bump into me, waste their alcohol. Or when people get drunk, they get, different alcohol affects people differently. So I know, so guess what I do? I don't go. I don't do clubs. I don't do it. People say, dude, I'm going to give you $1,000 to go to a club. I wouldn't go. I would have just worked, make the money, because I know I'm going to hurt somebody or somebody's going to hurt me. Do you know yourself? That is the purpose of the life management system, for you to know yourself, not change yourself. That's what's called management. The word cleronomics comes from the Greek word klero and klero, which means household management of the soul. The soul consists of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, and then the intellect. So again, the question is, why do you think the way that you think? Now, you think the way that you think because of your God-given design. It's called a diakonia. So I can tell anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice in about 5 minutes the way you think. So let's say you got a diakonia report or a life management report. And let's say you got, let me take a hypothetical. And let's say you are a number, life path number 5. And from the life path number 5, you have an expression number 8, soul urge number 6, and outer personality number 2. So I have been doing, in every other course online, I cannot find one. I've searched the internet forwards and backwards. So if somebody else can find somebody who does what I do, please email me at masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. I can't find it. I cannot find nobody who does what it says in the book of Isaiah. They take the truth, they turn it upside down, and then they hide it in plain sight. So every numerology, every course, personality course, you know, they got those four major. They got the DISC system. They got Briggs-Myers. They got a bunch of psychological systems and profiling. As again, you guys know, one of my clients was an FBI profiler, and they used to use, they have their quote-unquote technique, and they, you know, in his opinion, my program was better than theirs when it comes to identifying the core pattern of why a murderer kills people. So I can tell you why you are you. How do I do that? Well, I take, as I've talked about before, with my life optimization circle, I've had it a long time, 20 years, but I never put it in reverse. I always had it life path number 1st, expression number 2nd, soul urge number 3rd. Outer personality number 4. Now people say, "Well, brother, why? This is your trade secrets." Now you guys know I wouldn't tell nobody this. This was proprietary. I did a series talking about proprietary power. So the only way that you can again be effective in this life is to understand your proprietary power. So most people don't know what is proprietary to them. So I know now that I can tell people my proprietary information because everybody's perception of that information is different. So in other words, the life path number, the expression number, the soul urge number, and the outer personality number, life path number is always first. Life path number is always the most important. Life path number is the one everybody emphasizes. Because I did my own and I put it in reverse. And so like in this case, we said the numbers were 5, 8, 6, 2. So if we reverse it, now the numbers are 2, 6, 8, 5. The 5 is last instead of 1st. And then I tell the person, okay, 2, peaceful, pragmatic. That means that you're a peacemaker. 6, compassion, caring. 8, money magnet, patterns, details, order. 5, free spirit. So if I'm counseling this individual, I'm going to tell you, okay, this is the reason you're art. You are a very easygoing, loving, compassionate person who really likes structure. So that way you can experience freedom. I just set those numbers in reverse. And since I've been doing that over, 200-300 that I've done, everybody says, like, wow, that is correct. Now, the first numbers is ego. The second numbers is spirit. Let me say that again. I shouldn't be telling you my trade secrets, but, you know, hey, I like you. I know you just like me. You just want to live and let live. Like me, you're not here to hurt, harm, or defraud anybody. You're not here to waste your time or your energy. There's a lot of things you could be doing with your time instead of listening to me. So I want to make sure that I give you something today of value. And if you can wrap your brain around this, that your ego strategy is, in this case, is to take the life path number 5, the expression number 8, the soul urge number 6, the personality number 2. Now, you may be listening to me, you don't even know what those is. Okay, well, then we got to talk about what those is first before we put them in reverse. Because what that, see, the enemy uses that pattern, 5, 8, 6, 2, to destroy you. God used that pattern, 2, 6, 8, 5, to employ you. So the devil wants to destroy, God wants to employ. So how do you oscillate? How do you vibrate? Well, if you listen to everybody on the internet and everybody else program out there, you live your life path. And you go out and be a 5, that's a free spirit. Well, this individual, not really. This is a very intellectual, number 11, spiritual intuitive. This is a very intuitive person. This intuitive makes them very compassionate, a 6. This compassion allows them to see the pattern, that's the 8. The pattern allows them to establish freedom, that's the 5. So that person, whoever this is, hypothetical person was, if that person don't understand that, then that's them. They don't know themselves. That's the problem. The problem is everybody living a life that they don't know themselves. They know their ego. Now, the ego strategy, the ego smarter than most of us, that's the flesh. So remember, the flesh was created by the Archon. His name is Lucifer. We call him Lucifer. He's the most cunning. As the most cunning, this is what he did. He put you inside of a flesh body, and he gave you chemicals, and these chemicals releases this ego pattern. And this pattern, again, is why, and this is how you think. So he makes you, number one, aloof, and then you go through this whole poor me thing. Then after that, you feel, man, I've been violated. And then you say, hey, I'm pissed off now. So now you go from being violated to being the violator. And now you go out and you're like, you know what? People have been taking my energy. Bump that. I'm going to take theirs. And you become a violator. Then after that, you become an interrogator. Then you go out and interrogate people. Then you become, after that, then you start either, depending on if you're a man, you become a womanizer. If you're a woman, then you become a flirt. And then after that, then you go and you become a people pleaser because you start to feel guilty again. Then from being a people pleaser, you go to being a blamer. You start blaming the white man, the blue man. It's not their fault, obviously. All this stuff happened to you. So, again, now remember, it all starts off with you being one, aloof. What is aloof? Remember my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich, where I said 3 things that it says in the Bible, in the book of Proverbs. Slack, slothful, sluggard. See, slack means you have lack. Now, slack means you're aloof. See, the word aloof means that you don't know what to do. You don't know what to do because you ain't got no purpose. Remember, I never met a man in prison that had purpose. Everybody in prison, they don't know they don't know why they're on the planet. So if you don't know what to do, you hesitate. That hesitation starts the ego. That's how the ego is fired by hesitation. In other words, hesitation, fear, doubt, unbelief, being unsure. That's the new age way of saying fear. And I was, oh, well, brother, I'm unsure or I'm concerned. Oh, I like that word, like that concern. Everybody's concerned. So whatever you're concerned about, that is the thing that powers you again to mimic. To go from being a blamer, then you criticize, then from being criticized to a tyrant, from tyrant to basically operate inside of what they call oppression. Now remember, all of this happens before step one, oppression. So before you can be oppressed, you must be slack because you ain't got no purpose. And then once you are slack, you have a lack. Then now remember, slothful, according to the Bible, says the slothful man will be put to forced labor. So that's why you're at a job you don't like. You're doing things. You're with people. Now, remember, if you are slack, you will have lack, according to Proverbs 10:14. So it all starts there. And remember, slack means the inability to exert effort. Why can't you exert effort? I don't know. You ever go take a gun to go shoot something, but you don't have something to shoot? That's slack. Slack means you ain't got no target. Target means you ain't got no purpose. Purpose means you ain't got no vision. Vision means you ain't got no clarity. Clarity means you got too many minds. That's the ego strategy. The ego strategy is to make sure that you are oppressed. That's the only way. The only way you cannot be you, The only way you don't know why you think the way you think is because you are aloof. You have not sat down and analyzed. Now, you know all the players of the Dallas Cowboys or your favorite sports team. You know a recipe by heart because it feeds the flesh. You can go to the gym and you can work out for 3 hours, feeds the flesh. You got 15 women in rotation, feeds the flesh. You can knock out a whole keg by yourself, feeds the flesh. You can smoke a freaking gram, ounce. You can snort, smoke, whatever kind of drug, feeds the flesh. You can do all of this fleshly stuff. You are a guru of the flesh. But you don't know how you think because it requires didactic skill. That's my niche. That's my purpose. My purpose is to identify why you are aloof. Because the ego's strategy is to make sure that you are aloof. Because that way you can walk around and you say, oh, man, it's poor me. The white man got his foot on my neck. Oh, it's Obama's fault. No, it wasn't Obama's fault. It's Trump's fault. No, it wasn't Trump. It's this fault. Oh, it's Facebook, man. Oh, no, it's Instagram. It's everybody got somebody else to blame. It's always something or someone else's fault. It ain't never your fault. Not you, but people you know. Because the enemy's job is to make sure that you never accept everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. Accept that you are selfish sometimes. Accept that you are judgmental sometimes. I'm talking about me, Brother Will. Accept, Brother Will, that see, my whole life changed when I accepted myself. Because then the devil had nothing to make me feel condemned. I don't feel damned no more. I ain't dying and going to hell. I ain't walking around no poor creature. I ain't scared. I ain't got nothing to change. I love everything about me. I ain't trying to change nothing. I ain't trying to be a better man. Shit, I'm the best man I'm going to be, homie. This is it. Like it, lump it. And nothing happens in your life till you get to that point. Until you accept everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's the starting block. Life doesn't start, you don't start living until you accept yourself. Because everybody else is telling you, hey, you accept this part of your behavior, but don't accept that part of your behavior. Man, whatever the degree that the pendulum swings to the left, the pendulum also swings to the right. And yes, I'm a very, 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 very good teacher. Also, I'm a very, 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 very good liar. My job is to maintain the awareness. And when I catch myself going down the road of lying, to say, woo-hoo! I don't want to do that. I already did that. I know where that road leads. Now, I accept it. That makes me aware of it. When you reject it, that means you turn your back on it. You can't see it. So every day I wake up and I ask myself one question. Dude, have you been honest today? Are you being authentic, Brother Will? Because you know you like to lie, homie. You know you're a charmer. You know you like to just say what people want to hear instead of telling them the truth. Did you just tell that client what they want to hear, or did you tell that client some shit that might help them? But see, if I lie to myself and just tell myself, well, you know what, I'm a pretty good dude. No, I'm a liar and I'm a cheat. And if I don't accept that reality, don't change it. That's the bad. But also, whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the left, to the right. I got compassion, bro. If I'm on your team, bro, you got one dude that will fight for you till death. Everybody, you can call anybody who knows me. They all tell you the same thing. I tell you guys, well, my sisters never call me with problems because they know I will try to hurt somebody and send them the glory if they mess with my family. Because I have extreme. Now, all my children, they'll tell you, yep, my dad, he was crazy as hell. He had extreme love, but he had extreme discipline. I told my children once, and then the shoe, the brick, the bat, the plate, whatever I could find, it was on in, going, moving in their direction. Then after I knocked them out, I helped them up. Whatever degree that the pendulum swings to the left, it also swings to the right. That's me. What about you? Have you accepted you? Have you accepted your flaws? Have you accepted the fact that your flaws is your meal ticket? Are you still judging yourself? Are you still hiding your flaws? You can't be you because you're hiding you. because you're ashamed to let the world see you, so you act shy. Oh, but well, I can't do a blog talk show, brother. Yeah, I know why. Because something might slip out in the middle of the show. You may come across a little bit not as articulate. You got a degree, but you can barely speak. Maybe your spelling, you want to write no book because people are going to see your grammatical errors. You know how many grammatical errors are in my books? Do I care? Should I care? Maybe, maybe not. But since I'm not writing a book for, again, it's grammatical effectiveness, I'm not trying to win no freaking Pulitzer Prize for English literature. I'm trying to change lives, man. So, yeah, it might have a couple of T's that should be crossed, some periods that should have a comma, some, you know, semicolons that should be this, that, and the other. Yes, I understand. But my intent is to change lives, not to write a grammatically correct book. That's the difference. What's your intent? See, you have to know you. Because if I didn't know me, when people text me, hey, man, I read your book, homie, and it was pretty good, but, you know, that was some sentence run-on that's a fact. Well, I ain't no English major, homie. Well, why would you publish a literary? Because my intent is not to publish no freaking English literary books. My intent is to put words in order that's gonna provoke and invoke positive change in the hearts and the minds of people, and that's what those books do. My books will never win an award for the best written book, but I guarantee you they'll change lives. Why? That's my intent. I know me. Do you know you? So, yes, I'm a functionally literate, but I change lives. I accept the good and the bad because we live in a world where they both exist. The devil knows you're trying to hide the bad and promote the good. Me? The good and the bad, they both out there. I tell everybody, yep, I lied, I stole, I cheated. So what? Well, brother, I can't hang out with you. Okay, God bless you. See you on the other side. I lose clients because I tell the truth. But that's okay. Because I'd rather tell the truth and be authentic. That way the enemy can't hold nothing over me. So brothers and sisters, why can't you change yourself? Because God made you. The universe flawed you on purpose. You can't change yourself because the universe needs yourself. The universe needs you exactly the way you are. You are designed that way. You are flawed on purpose, not by accident. Everything happens for a reason. So you need to accept you and start to be you. You need to embrace everything. It simply means that you accept, then you move on. Now, I'm not saying that you're just supposed to act like your flaws don't exist. I'm just saying that you accept the flaws and you accept the strength. Because if you can accept the flaws in yourself, you can accept the flaws in others. If you can accept the strength in yourself, you can accept the strength in others. That is the key. The key is to understand how you think. That's the purpose of the life management system. And I simplify things so that way we can do that more effectively. So everybody, again, that's part of the life management system, man, you got to strap in. 2018 is going to be more better than 2017. So everybody that's not a part of the life management system, email me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com so that way I can show you how you think, so that way you can accept how you think. Don't try to change it. Accept it, because God don't make junk. You flawed on purpose. You have that flaw because God needs that flaw in the universe. Your flaw, your problem is your product. Stop trying to solve your problems because you're getting rid of your products. Your problems are your meal ticket to success. Trust, well, don't trust me. Just look at my life. I'm a living example that you can be flawed and successful. If you want to see a miracle, log on to my Facebook page and look at my bald head. You're going to see a miracle. That's me. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. 2018 is a powerful year. Again, I'm going to bring in 200 new clients. I need your help. I need everybody to start promoting this life management system because we're going to change the world one person at a time. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. God bless you. We'll see you at the top. God bless.